This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. All we need is to smile at each other, wish for your brother, help one another. All we need is
love. All we need is to honor our mother, shelter our sisters. Okay, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. And welcome to the marriage workshop. My name is Ala El Said. I'm the director of, what am I director of? Public relations, I got it, don't worry. Jet lag, no, we can't take that. Public relations for Mercy Mission. I'm also Al Kawthar instructor. I'm the director of public affairs or religious affairs for the Islamic Center of Canada. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful place. May Allah bless you, Wallahi. I'm very impressed with the people, especially. Very kind, very hospitable. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. And thank you for sharing the time with us with Marriage Workshop. And certainly, would love to help you with that. Because this poor slave of Allah is a firm believer of the family values, Wallahi. This is very close and dear to my heart. When I talk about a family, it's like something that I'm committed to do it. I have just asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use me for His da'wah. I asked Him to help me to help others to be able to go through this beautiful journey together, inshallah, in this life and the hereafter. So in the few minutes that we have with you, I'm going to give you some tools, and I'll pick up from where we left off from that lecture, because I couldn't go into details, but we'll go into details now. And the reason for it. The only reason I actually talk about this is this is the number one reason for us to prevent miseries later. My style is a proactive approach. I look at the root cause analysis, right? I don't go into putting out the fires. I look into preventative measures. So we talked about something very special, and it started with in the lecture. It says number one right for your children. And believe it or not, it is number one reason to divert or to stay away or meet some future problems. So you don't live the rest of your life making excuses on the decision you made, marry this guy or marry this girl. Or you know what, it's qadr, ya akhi, wallahi, you know what, I'm having a miserable life. I'm just going to take it and, you know, eat the whatever and move on. Bite the bullet. It doesn't have to be this way. So I'm here to tell you, but before I go there, who is not married yet? Raise your hand if you're not married yet. Masha Allah, Allahu Akbar. Okay, you know what, you're in the right place, you're in the right place. Alhamdulillah, I am happy actually, I am pleased to see that you're doing something about it. Wallahi, I can tell you, I'm impressed that you've done something about it. That's number one. I tell you, the reason I tell the brothers and sisters, please learn, please do your homework before you make that decision. And I'll give you the tools inshallah, don't worry. But the most important thing is that some people live in denial, right? They don't want to admit, oh, marriage easy, no problem. Me, you, there, like, me, like, you, love, yeah, kids, baby, yeah, do, come, let's go. And a lot more, wallahi, yeah, Allah, subhanAllah, much more than that. That's why we dedicated 2 full days for this. InshaAllah, we'll go into much more details next weekend, Allah Kareem. Now, when it comes to being single, now, you know, I wish that I can just say, you know what, Ukhti, number one over there, number three, four, okay, after his, I do, great, I got 20 off the market. I wish it was that easy, wallahi. And I can tell you, my wife and I, we do the same thing in Canada. The sisters talk to my wife and the brothers talk to me. And we have a file. We work on them. We do our best to actually do like a halal matchmaking thingy. You know, halal boyfriend, girlfriend, like meaning khutbah, right? It's engagement, it's not like a... So we do our best to hook up, because really it's one of my goals to get the brothers off the street. And I mean that. And I get the sisters being protected. That's it. And I'll tell you the reason why. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you get married, you protect how much of your deen? Half of your deen. Allahu Akbar, that's a lot. And I'll explain to you why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you get married, you protect yourself, you protect half your deen. Because the scholars say, in the hadith that it says, if you protect or you control what is between your jaws and what's between your legs, I guarantee you Jannah. So the scholar says, half of that is what? Your chastity. So if you control and you prevent that from happening, you protect yourself from doing that haram, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak of his whims and desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. And I have to tell you, I am extremely pleased to see more brothers than seven that I heard earlier on. There were like 100 sisters, 7 brothers. I go, who? What? I need some more brothers. Because I tell you, even, I don't mean to talk about politics, but even if every brother marries 4 sisters, we'll still be short. 7 into 100, still 10, you still be short. So, okay, it's a bad thing, right, sisters? It's 1 for 1, 1 for no good, 1, 1, yes, 1 for no. I know it's a very sensitive topic, man. However, we'll, inshallah, do our best to give you the tools in order for you to be able to look for that, your better half. Again, protect half of your deen according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you protect what's between your jaws, meaning your tongue, what you say, and between your legs, meaning your private parts, chastity, I guarantee you heaven. That's meaning that you will stay going from the hellfire and go to heaven. That's half of your deen, akhi and ukhti, inshaAllah. So there's that serious. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa ardahu an sahaba does mean. He used to say, if you can get married and you're not married, you're either an idiot or a fasiq, meaning a disobedient. Right? A fasiq, fasaqa, meaning the habba, the seed, comes out of a shell. That's called fusuq. Right? Something comes out. Khuruj. So, kharaja an ta'atillah, meaning came out of the obedience of Allah, meaning disobedient. So my brothers and sisters, if you have what it takes, get married. If you have what it takes. So let's start with that. Right? Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. Meaning of that translation. Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to men at this point. Oh, young men. Oh, youth of the ummah. Okay? What is he saying? He says, if you are capable, if you have the ability, if you have what it takes to get married, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. I'll have to explain فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. This one word, what it means. If you learn a bit of Arabic or you speak Arabic, you'll understand this. If not, we'll explain it, inshallah. فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. One word, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. Let's take one word, one letter at a time. فَا. It's called فَا التَّعْقِيبِ. فَا التَّعْقِيبِ means expedient, right away, rush. In Ulum al-Qur'an, when you study Ulum al-Qur'an, they will tell you, it's called فَا التَّعْقِيبِ, right away. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلَيْهِ مَلَى. فَانْقَلَبُوا فَا, right away, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent you this, will give you victory, will do this. فَا التَّعْقِيبِ. So Prophet ﷺ says, if you have what it takes, don't wait. No procrastination. Why are you not married, date man? When I see Mrs. Wright, well, yachi, you know what? Mrs. Wright doesn't exist because in your brain, like I told you before, you have this long list of things. And Ukhti, you know what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for Mr. Wright. Well, Mr. Wright is now Mr. Left because he's left out in the thingy. Because your father's put this all these hindrance, right? I need to have this type of wedding. I need to have this type of a hall, this type of a blah, blah, and a dowry of this, and my cousin is that. I need to have this ring. I need to have this blah, 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 and all that stuff. The guy's going, huh? Where do you want me to get this thing, Sheikh? Where is the shopping list? Where can I get this? Online? Where do you mean? Wallahi, it's very difficult. So we don't want to fall in that trap. And I will talk again. We'll talk about these things in details. I'm just trying to give you hitters again. Something to trigger something in your mind to change. We need to change. We cannot be coming here, learn something and do nothing about it. As we talked about. علم and عمل. That's what we're all about. Knowledge and action. So you cannot leave this room with the same mentality that you came in here. Even though it's very difficult. I'll tell you why it's difficult. Because culture is very heavy. But what happens now? We put culture before religion, right? We say, no, no, what will people think? That's one of my pet peeves, by the way. Because in the beginning, what are we called? What are you, akhi and ukhti? What do you call yourself? Muslim first. I'm a Muslim. So I submit my will to God Almighty. Yes, I love my people. I love my tradition. I love my this. But my tradition could be Islam. My people are Muslims.
My culture is that. My habit is Islam. My whole body, my whole world, my whole life is Quran and Sunnah. I submit my will to God. That's what Islam is about. So when you hear قال الله قال الرسول, when Allah said something in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad said that in the Sunnah, I say no. I listen to my tribesmen or my nationalism thingy or my whatever. Subhanallah, where are the priorities? What happened? So that's when we lose, right? When you put culture and religion background, and we take the religion, put it on the shelf, and take culture, no, it's up here first. However, please understand that Islam honors culture, takes urf. We actually take tradition, but when? Could anybody tell me when we accept tradition and culture? When does not, Allah is zikr khair. Where's that candy? That candy, you know, I had that candy somewhere, wallahi. But don't worry, in the course we'll have candies, because I make sure the brothers actually have candy and sisters have candy, inshallah. And we'll have competition, by the way. We'll have fun. My style is make learning fun. Okay, so we can have fun while we're learning, but the goal is to learn, inshallah. So, the scholar says, ما لم يخالف نص صحيح نص صريح ولا حديث صحيح. We take the urf, we take the tradition, as long as it does not contradict a clear verse and hadith that is authentic. No problems. Welcome to the urf, welcome to the tradition. No problems. Islam does not deny that. But what gets us backward is we actually put tradition first, then religion second. We lose. Because Allah made it easy for us, and we refuse to make it easier ourselves. We want to make it difficult. We want to make sure that, you know what, we have the best fantasy wedding ceremony. I will not marry unless this guy has 1, 2, 3. Nitaymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi says, you will be, ukhti, if you commit, waliyadu billah, something wrong, you will be held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you refuse the brother that came in. Yes, he may not look like, you know, George Clooney. You know, Allah help him, wallahi. Do something, akhi. Work out or do something, man. Look something, do. So what happens? Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah says, you will be held accountable if you refuse a brother that has the minimum requirement. You understand? He has what it takes, according to Quran and Sunnah, like we talked about. He has what it takes. But you're waiting for that guy. That fantasy that lives in your dreams. If you refuse a guy that comes in and has what it takes, you will be held accountable on Judgment Day. So I'm telling you this not to scare you, but wallahi, amana, amana, ukhti. It's a ilm that we have to share, knowledge that we have to share with you, because this world, Salim Allah, is entrusted with that. I have to relay the message. Now, akhi, we'll talk to you, inshallah, when Prophet ﷺ again continue the hadith. It says, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. If you have what it takes, mentally, physically, financially, and so on, fa, why? We said, could you remind me, what is fa called? Fa at-taqib, meaning what? Right away, rush, hurry, expedient. Lam. After the fa comes lam. Lam, if it goes into fi'l mudara, present tense, if the lam letter goes into it, tufid al-talab wal-amr. When the lam comes into the fi'l, the verb, it means request and a command. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always telling us something in the Quran. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Wed the singles amongst you and righteous. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the criteria. Salam, command, amr, fa, right away. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something that's general. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us specifics. As-salihin. You know the scholars say, if you don't marry the righteous, you have just went against the command of Allah. Imagine. If you don't marry the righteous, you have just gone against the command of Allah. Amazing, isn't it? Now, the criterias. Let's now take the criterias. And how to make it easy and so on. It's coming. We talked about four things, Ukhti, and I talked to you first, inshallah. We talked about four things. Could you please remind me, what do you look for in a brother? There are, I said two things in the Quran, two things in the Sunnah. Could you please remind me, what are the two things, sisters? One, strong, qawi. Brothers, can you tell me what does that mean according to Tabari, in the tafsir? What does it mean, strong what? Strong of iman, belief. Okay, in order for you to get the iman, what do you have to do? How do you acquire iman? And what kind of iman is there? I guess that's a long topic, I won't go there too much. But just quickly, iman yazid bitta'at wa yanqus bilma'asi. Your iman increases with doing the righteous deeds, and the iman decreases with doing the disobedient deeds. So, akhi, if you want to get there, my brother, you have to go lower your gaze, you have to protect your chastity, you have to be with the righteous company. And I know the brothers always say, you know what, man, the hadith says, the first nadra, first look, the sight is before you. So they go like this. Wow! Look at that! You know, when I see something beautiful, I say, subhanAllah, it's a ibadah. Ya akhi, wallahi, it's not the type of ibadah we're looking for. Yeah, it's like a beautiful creation of Allah. Can't you see the humans, the sisters in humanity walking downtown KL? When you go, whoa, this is nice, very nice. 36, 24, 36. My knees are shaking because she doesn't eat bacon. My heart is aching. I gotta have some chicken. What? Where is that from? That's not the Cartiers we're talking about. So, first, please remember that. Strong is an iman, according to Tabari. Of course, others. So you gotta work on that, akhi. That's what you look for, ukhti. Right, what did Musa alayhi salam do? Did he, after he helped the sisters? Done. Right. Here's my email. My number is just because, you know, I'm helping you. I mean, my intention is good. I'm sincere. My heart, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I want to marry you. I want to marry you later on. But now I need to... We'll keep this a family show, inshallah, because we have kids here. But we'll talk later, inshallah. But you got the idea. Number one, strong. Alhamdulillah. Number two, ukhti. What's number two? Trust. I'll tell you why. You are, as I mentioned, amana. Could a brother, could you imagine if the brother that you want to marry, he says, take off your hijab. Tighten your dress a bit. Shorten your thingy. Is this Amin? Is this brother Amin? No. How could it be possible, akhi, if you see your wife in a cold environment, the window's open, will you not shut the window to protect your wife? How could you not protect your wife from the hellfire? Could you imagine? Could you be the youth? The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, لَا يَدْخُلِكَ the youth. A pimp. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say anything that's wrong, but I mean, that is the closest in translation English that I can think of. مَنْ رَأَى الْمُنْكَرَ عَلْ أَهْلِي وَرْضَ بِهِ. Those who see things that are bad, that happens to your wife, that accepts it, and says, no problems, or ask you to do something that's bad. That's bad news. You don't want that, ukhti. You want the person to be ameen, trustworthy with everything. For your honor, for your wealth, for your health, for your children, and so on. Number three, ukhti, on the list. What's number three? Okay, religious background. That's from the hadith now. We got the two from the Quran, let's two go from the sunnah. Religious backgrounds. Ya ukhti, you heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَأَنْكِهُ لَيَنْكُمَ الصَّالِحِينَ. You have to have righteous brother. If not, then Allah help you, wallahi. Please, when I've been doing counseling for about 20 years. When the sister comes again to complain, my husband beats me up, my husband does gambling, my husband fornicates, my husband blah, 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 blah. I say, ukhti, on what basis did you say I do? And I usually go around teaching this part of the home sweet home, because I believe it's the most important, wallahi. This is where you prevent it from happening. If you choose correctly, even in your corporate level, if you're working in a business, they will tell you, in order for you not to worry about firing somebody, what do you have to do? You have to look at the hiring process. To hire the right person, don't have to deal with them later. With all the HR issues, with all the firing issues, that's being proactive. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Choose the righteous spouse. You don't have to worry about all these problems later on. What am I doing? I'm being proactive, so you don't have to complain to me, so I can spend more time with my family, not consulting. Get it? So before you go to the imam's office, before you do this, and the imam tells you, on what basis did you say, yes, I do to this guy, ukhti? You have to go, you do your homework first. So we talked about the three religious backgrounds. If the brother does not fear Allah, how could he fear you? How, if he doesn't give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his rights, how can he give you your rights? It's a natural process, ukhti. If he knows the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll talk about the rights and duties, inshallah, fully next weekend. The brother doesn't know that. How could he be the one you chosen for you? How could he be the one that will sow the seed, ya ukhti? You are the beautiful flower. You are the beautiful tree. Your children are the flowers. The fruit of that beautiful tree. That person gonna quench your thirst with what kind of money? halal or lawful money or unlawful money. What kind of seed is he's knowing? See, you have to think about it in prolonged, not short term. You think about the lineage, ukhti. And if you're not sure, go back to Surah Al-Kahf. You'll find out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their forefathers were righteous. أَبُوهُمَا literally meaning their parents. But it was in the tafsir, even the 7th or the 8th jadd, according to Ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi alayhi. So you'll see what you're doing, ukhti, you're investing in a long lineage. It's a very smart decision you make if you follow these four. Righteous is very long. Again, just to give you an idea, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, and I mean all the scholars, may Allah respect, accept all the scholars, and we respect them all, we listen to them all. I mean, Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, I know because you're probably Shafi'i, so I have to put in the Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. It's a marketing thing. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, شربنا زمزم للعلم فتعلمناه ولا شربناه للتقوى لكان أولى. We drank zamzam with the intention of knowledge. Allah gave us the knowledge. Alhamdulillah. And he says, I wish I drank it for taqwa. Subhanallah. He says, I'll tell you how humble he was. That's what he was looking for. علم so I can do teach and knowledge. Subhanallah. And taqwa he wished it. Humble. This is what you look for. You righteous person. Among the Imam says, if a person does not pray, is not a Muslim, according to one opinion. Even though Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, debated Ahmad ibn Hanbal, which was his students, really, rahmatullahi alayhi majma'in. He says, how could that be? He says, according to the hadith, that's literally, Ahl al-Zahir, you know, the literalists, they take it accordingly. They don't go into ta'wil, tafsir, and you know, interpretation, and so on. He says, if he doesn't pray, he's not a Muslim, according to the hadith. Khalas. So sister is not allowed to marry a brother that does not pray. Because according to Surah Al-Mumtahina, which is number 60, verse is number 10, says they're not permissible for a true believing woman to marry a disbeliever man. And according to that verse, also tells if the brother does not pray, you're not allowed to marry him. If even a Shafi'i rahmatullahi debated, how does he come back to Islam? He says, takes the ghusl, make the shahada, he says, qa'imun alayha. He's doing that, he's still, you know, says, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, fasakata Ahmad rahmatullahi. Ahmad ibn Hanbal did not debate the Shafi'i rahmatullahi after that. However, do you want to take a chance, ukhti? You don't want to take a chance. If a brother doesn't pray, Allahu Akbar. Could that be possible? I'm going to trust myself with a man that does not obey the command of Allah. Yeah, subhanAllah. How could that be possible? So I have to look for the religious background, ukhti. Now, what's number four? Akhlaq, moral conduct, behavior. You know why? Women are sensitive and emotionally based. You have to understand that. Akhi, that is a word for you. This is a warning for you. Women are what? Emotionally based. Again, I will go in details much more, inshallah. But again, if you come to course, some of this will be repeated. But just to give you an idea. Women are emotionally based, akhi. You have to understand that. You are physically based. You don't have this emotional type of thing. You don't see a brother take another brother. I need to powder my nose. Come with me. We don't have that stuff. Hey Bob, how you doing? I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You wanna come with me? Have you ever heard of that? The brother Bob is gonna go. Nice talking to you. I gotta go now, man. Don't call me. No, I don't want to be your friend anymore. But the sisters have this bond. They have this emotional thing. And again, there's reasons for the creation, how to look after children, and so on. You are physically based. You're done for a reason. There are certain things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling her, take a man that knows the moral conduct, that you are sensitive. You have to deal with you righteously. If he doesn't deserve you, ukhti. Because you are a gift. You are a mata'. Okay? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among his signs, you're a sign from Allah. Okay? So the brother has to have moral conducts. How to deal with you as a righteous husband. To be able to know that there are certain times of the month that these things, you have to do your homework, man. You just can't get in there and say, man, I want to get married. No, you can't. You got to do your homework. You got to learn. It doesn't come with a manual, by the way. It comes with that. Whatever that was. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't come. But you have to understand that when you look for a brother, ukhti, for example, you know when they come in, like you'll see, it depends on your tradition. If they comes in with a nice gift and knows how to speak, how to do it, these are just indicators of the moral conduct, the behavior. Is he like a cheapskate? I don't want to pay a gift. I remember the first time I went to see my wife, alhamdulillah, I had like the death squad. her father, her uncle, her brother, and I was on the hot chair. And they were like, He won't stand still. He won't stand still. So they asked me questions. They are like, I felt, can I call a friend? This is my last answer. Is this my final? So they're asking me all these questions. I haven't seen my wife. I actually, the first time I went, I didn't see my wife. So I, you know, I wore the suit. You know, I took a chocolate cake. I, shoes, you know, the thingy when you go in the back, shine them out. So I go about like a long time. They're asking me questions, and I said, "Sunnah, you know, I can see. Do you have a daughter? Or you pull them, you just want the chocolate cake, don't you? Take the chocolate cake, man. That's fine. That's I got it." So I, in the end, I actually didn't see my future wife. So I left. I was going. So I get the phone call. Alhamdulillah. So I said, come for the second interview. Huh? Am I applying for a job here? What's up? You want some fries with that? So I go a second time. Again, another cake. And I had to change the suit because if they see the same suit, they'll think that I'm cheap. God, I can't do it. I only can one half suit, so I have to change. I have to return that first suit to get another suit, different color. So again, just before I leave, what happened? She was pushed outside because I learned that she was. No, I'm just kidding. No, literally, they actually had to. I mean, this is some truth in it. So of course, she's very nice. She doesn't want to say anything, and I had to break the ice. Said, I won't tell you what I said. I'll keep this. So, subhanAllah, when that happens, you start, you know, thinking of the criteria of how to do things and all that stuff, inshallah. I mean, it's a long story, but I'll share something with the Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. I asked him to come and join me here today, but unfortunately he couldn't. Because I did the same seminar in the UK, it was really good, because I asked the Sheikh, I was losing my voice, so I said, please help me. And I learned a lot from him. So Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, Jazakallah anna khairah wa hafidhahullah, I love him for the sake of Allah. I know him for a long time, from Waterloo, a long time ago, before he goes to Australia, in Canada. He said that when he went to ask for his future wife's hand in marriage, he actually didn't know that she's Turkish, right? He doesn't know that the tradition's there. So she gave him tea after, like, they talked and so on. She gave him tea. So he drinks the tea. He goes, "Wow, it is really sweet. What's wrong with these people? If you're diabetic, you're dead. I mean, do you want to kill me before you get married?" So, you know, and he said, finally it dawned on him. He says, aha, his brother, her brother actually told her, who was a friend of her. He said that our tradition is if the sister likes the brother, she gives the tea with sugar in it. Oh, see? Can I tell you? Emotional. They love this stuff. Just gobble it up. Okay. And if they don't like the brother, they put salt in the sugar. It's true. So alhamdulillah, it was sugar, not salt. So I asked his permission to share this beautiful story. So alhamdulillah, you have to look for that, ukhti, the moral conduct, how he behaves, his ethics, his characteristics, how he talks, and so on. These are your four, inshallah. Let me talk to the brothers in a few times, the minutes that we have, and hopefully we can leave the floor open for questions and answers, inshallah. My dear brothers, wallahi, I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. I mean, you really can't. What do? You go to bars to look for a sister to get married? I mean, what do you go online? You understand that it's difficult for you when you get married. So how do you hook up? How do you do this stuff? Very difficult. And you really can't go up to a sister and say, listen, my intention is really good and all that stuff. I mean, very difficult. Now, what do you look for? We agreed that we go with the four criteria. Please remind me again. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says four criteria. What were the four criteria? Akhi? Jamaliha. Very good. So we'll talk about that. Jamaliha. You know, as I mentioned, you may have seen it or whatever, the Jamaliha is Islam is a practical religion, right? Islam is a practical religion. He wants you to have a good wife because you are a physical being. So remember this well. A man will learn to be attracted, to love the woman they're attracted to. A woman will learn to be attracted to the man she loves. So you're a physical being. You're a hunter. So you're looking, you're hunting. A 9.8, a 9.9, a 10. You base your decisions on physical instinct first, right? She thinks differently. We'll talk about that. It's a totally different segment. It's called Celebrating Our Differences. We call it Men from Mecca, Women from Medina. It's true. It's part of the course. Now, what happens? Jamaliha is beautiful. I tell you why. Practicality of it. If you go downtown KL, right? You see again, you know, I mentioned before, things walking around downtown, different colors, different shapes, different sizes, and you get your eyes are googly eyes, bang, right? You go, wow, and then you go home, look to your. May Allah help you, Allah. And your wife is ugly. What happened? You said what? I should have listened to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because you go outside, see all these things, they go home, we go. You start having a miserable life that we're talking about. So listen to Quran and Sunnah, inshallah. Very good. Now, number two. What's number two, Akhi? Hair? Oil? Yeah, I know that's based on oil in Malaysia, but I don't think oil says it. Maybe my hearing aid's not working. Money? You're right. Wealth. Very good. Because we said before, there's two reasons. We mentioned before Khadija radiallahu anha was also rich. She supported Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, there's another opinion. I mean, this poor slave of Allah. As you know, even a woman is rich, she's not going to be what? Bought and sold, yeah. She's not going to be sold for the highest bidder, right? So if she's financially, if she comes from a family that you will not say, you know, I buy you with my money. You can do, you become a slave. No, no, no. We don't sell our women. We buy men. Wallahi. And I tell that to brothers, especially the guardians. And then third. Hey? Hasabiha, lineage. What kind of environment was she raised? Who raised this woman? Right? What kind of mother does she have? I mean, there's a trick, brother. I mean, with all due respect, sisters, check out the mother. I mean, that came out wrong. I'll take that back. That was not good. Delete that from the cell. Bad, bad. I mean inquire about the background and the etiquettes and manners and the behaviors of her mother. Because really, it's her mother that raised her. You understand? We have a proverb in Arabic that says, "Iqlib al-idr ala fummaha tutla al-bint al-ummaha," or something. She must be Egyptian. You know, turn the pot upside down, the woman, the daughter will be like her mother. Something like that. But you understand, because it really is. So, you know what? There are certain things that you make sure, what kind of family, what kind of home she came from, what kind of tradition, cultures, what kind of behaviors, what was their good and bad, what was lawful, unlawful, what's and so on. What did they accept, what did they accept, how did they act, how did they behave. All these things are very important, Akhi. Because this is really your family, after all. This is where your children are going to go visit their uncles and their aunts and their grandmother and grand. This is a family. Khalas, so you need to know that. It's the environment that the children are going to be in, inshallah. After this, we got 1, 2, 3, right? 4? Deen. The deen, I can tell you, taribat yadak, as I mentioned before, taribat yadak is a positive and negative. They're both revolving around the deen. In a positive way, as I mentioned, if you take the one with the deen, you may be prosperous because the land is a sign of prosperity, zara, cultivation, culture. One opinion of the scholars. The other opinion means in the negative side, if you don't take a woman that has religious backgrounds, what happens? Taribat yadak, your hand will touch dust, meaning a sign of humility. You will lose everything. If you don't believe me, Man, I don't know about the sculpture, but you understand that if you, when you go through a divorce, you're cleaned out, man. Wallahi. No, be careful when the trade-in, because you lose half on the trade-in, right? When you buy a car or whatever it may be. But be careful what you do before you do it. And I'll give you the visual example. Hopefully you remember it, and you don't ever forget it. Dr. Rida Badir, Jazallah Khair, a very close friend of mine. He says, you know what? Let's do this visual act, okay? Deen is number one, according to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's true. But before I go into this, I'll have to take you to Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, first you look for beauty or religion? Beauty. I'll explain. It's a trick question. It doesn't go against the hadith. But let me explain why. He goes, look for beauty first. Why? Because if the sister is beautiful, you're attracted, you continue. If you look for her deen, after the criteria, you look for her deen, she has the deen, continue. But if the sister is beauty, if she doesn't have the deen, then cut your loss. But if you go for religion first, right? Okay, you tell her, I want a religious sister. Akhi, don't forget, you're a guy. Been there, done that. I know the drill. You can't fool me. I speak your language. So you gotta be pleasant to the eye. Because you're a guy. I don't mean the sisters don't look for a guy. I mean, you have the right to have a, you know, at least a guy that you're not gonna go. Okay. So he says, beauty first. Why? He says, because if she's beautiful, she has the deen, go ahead. If she's beautiful, she doesn't have the deen, move out. But if you look for the deen first, oh, she's religious, oh, alhamdulillah, great. And then, you know, then she takes off or whatever. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa astaghfirullah, la hawla wa billahi minash shaitanir. Then what do you do now, man? You're stuck, dude. If you refuse the sister, what are you refusing now? You're refusing the deen, so be careful. Got it? Okay, so let's put the sample up, inshallah. Number one, according to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, is what? Religion, deen. So let's put it as number one. So deen is number one. Deen is number one. Deen is number one. She's what? She's beautiful. She's at another zero. She's a 10. She's also rich, mashallah, man, at another zero. That's 100%. Comes with a good family. She's batting 1,000. Take away the deen. What do you got? You got 3 zeros. Enjoy. So these are the tools, inshallah. I will leave you with the other four. So we've got 4, 4, and 4. 4 for you, 4 for him. But don't make that final decision unless you go these 4 or 3. The third four. What is it? Istishara, istikhara, azm, and tawakkul. I'll explain. Istishara means consult. Ask. Do your homework. Ask about the family. Friends. How did they deal with? Anybody traveled with them before? Anybody dealt with them in money-wise? Anybody went to school with them? Anybody worked with them? And reputation. That's consulting. Istishara. Number two. You see what you like, right, akhi? Right, ukhti? You hear what you like. Beautiful. But anybody else knows the closet sins? Or the hidden skeletons in the closet? Anyone knows what's in the future? Who knows that? Only Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So what do? I do number two. I pray 2 rak'at, istikhara. Again, with no details for now. Asking Allah to choose what's best for me. How do you know? After you pray istikhara, if things are easier and they're good, continue. After you pray istikhara, things are more difficult and worse, cut your loss. Jump ship. Run, forest, run. Okay. Number three. Azm. You're determined. I am determined to follow the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Things are good, I continue. Things are bad, I move out. Even though it goes against my whims and desires. Number four. Tawakkul. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتُ Fa, ta'qib again. Fa tawakkal ala Allah. When you're determined, put your trust in Allah. Right away. Don't ever look back. Even though against the whims and desires, make sure, certainty, yaqeen, that this is what's best for you, because you don't know what's hidden. You don't know what's in the future. Don't look back. Scholars warn to go against istikhara. They warn you to go against istikhara. Wallahi. Don't go against it. You will pay a big price in this life and the hereafter. Please don't do it. Okay, you asked Allah, don't make a mockery of Him. Okay. Finally, how to make it easy. I'm just going to leave you with one utterance of the scholar. It says, why is adultery and all this fornication and all these things that are haram happening? He says, لَأَنَّكُمْ صَعَبْتُمُ الْحَلَالِ فَصَارَ الْحَرَامُ يَسِيرًا. You've made what halal to be difficult. So haram becomes easy. We're not giving you a green light, wallahi. We're not condoning this. But we're saying, please, akhi and ukhi, take it easy on yourself. Please, if you are a guardian listening somewhere, don't put these hurdles in front of the brother that's coming to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And put yourself in his position. Remember when you came to ask for somebody's hand in marriage? How much did you appreciate it when her father made it easy for you to get married? You also want to protect your own daughter, akhi and ukhti. And my brothers and sisters, please, be practical when it comes to choosing. Okay, you don't look for this, the guy on the cover and the girl on the cover and the dreamy thingy and the whole stuff, but we talked about it before. Come down to earth and be practical. Please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah. Your intention is to protect yourself, to protect another sister, to raise righteous children, to build this, to do that, to come back, and the intention is much better than that. So with this, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it purely for His sake, and to make it among us, those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in, jazakumullah khairan, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, I'll leave a few minutes, inshallah, for the question and answers. I know I'm supposed to be up there by 2:10 or something. I have 2 minutes? Okay. 5 minutes? Okay. Some questions and answers, inshallah. Brother, please.
My name is Harif.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaykum
as-salam. Really, what's important here in Asia, when we have the four criteria for women and men, so unfortunately, our family does not exist.
Yeah, I mean, the brother's question, just in case you did not hear it, I mean, if the four criteria are there and the family does not accept that or make it difficult for you, I go through this a lot, wallahi, guys. I say, if the guardian, the father, does not approve of a brother that comes in that has the criteria, the scholars say he's mu'dil. Mu'dil meaning abusing or misusing his power. After trying to convince your father, I'm just talking from a brother's point of view now, to accept this and the powers to be and the people that they can actually listen to or they can respect from the family, he can actually be bypassed. I'm not asking you to bypass your father, ukhti. I'm asking you to first speak sense, logic. This is what qala Allah, qala Rasul, this is what Islam says. You know? After this, the scholars give you the right to go to your brother. If obviously reaches puberty, and I don't want to make this into a abandoned ship. Oh, my father is mu'adil. So I go to my brother. My brother is, his name is Tutu. He's 5 years old. Come here, get my hand in marriage. I'll give you a cookie. I don't mean that. I mean after, seriously, if your father is abusing, is misusing his power, then it's a different story. So I hope that we come back to the deen. That's the reason we raise awareness and eradicate ignorance. That's what the whole course is about. To educate ourselves and come back to the true path of Islam, Quran and Sunnah, not tradition. May Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. God knows best. Any questions from the? Oh, sorry, please, Akhti, go ahead.
Just a question. In regards to what you said about marrying for wife, the husband is one of the criteria, she should look beautiful, pleasant looking. Maybe I misunderstood this, or maybe I didn't understand it very well. But the question, what about the sisters who don't look that good?
No problems, Sophie. No problems. I tell you, the beauty is in the eye of the holder, right? Okay. What I think is beautiful, my brother, I know that well, he doesn't think it's beautiful. And that's my brother. Wallahi, we have totally different tastes. So, ukhti, it doesn't necessarily mean that a sister is ugly. just take my shoes out of my mouth. If she's doesn't mean that another brother will not find her attractive. It's not the case. Everyone has its different taste. You know, we have to say every pot has a cover, right? The lid is there. So the pot will have a lid, inshallah, ukhti, to be able to do that. So however, the hadith says, إِذَا نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا صَرَّتْ. Right? Meaning what? If the man looks at her, the one that Prophet ﷺ was talking about, what type of woman do you marry? I mean, there's a lot more criteria. I'm just giving you the basics. If he looks at her, he's what? Pleased. What does that mean? Smiling face, pleasant. And we'll give you all the tools how to get there, ukhti. I can't give you everything in a very short time. But inshallah, ukhti, it's not necessarily, it's just simply the looks, right? Because after a while, if the brother is not happy with his wife and she's giving him a hard time and all that stuff, even though she's so good looking, he will see her as a monkey. Wallahi, because you see her, she's giving me a hard time. She's a source of my miseries. Don't like that anymore. It's not what you think, not just physically. I mean the physical initiative to start is that, yes. But after prolonged, ukhti, it's a different story. Wallahu alam. Zakallah. Yeah, inshallah. Okay, so we'll have to, one here, one here. So alhamdulillah, we're equal on this one. Unfortunately, I have another appointment I have to keep with something else. So I thank you. My mom thanks you. My doctor thanks you. Thank you for coming. Have a pleasant evening. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.